Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stock futures are pointing lower this morning following another tariff threat. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio with more on which countries are affected by this one.
Mexico and the European Union are joining a growing list of countries whose imports will face tariffs beginning August 1st. In a letter to the EU and Mexico posted on social media, we know that President Trump announced that all imports will be subject to a 30% tariff. Both criticized the move, but said they wanted to keep negotiating with the U.S.
Following a pause in shipments 2 weeks ago, the president says the U.S. will now be sending weapons to Ukraine once again. The president today meeting with a NATO secretary general to explore who will exactly be paying for those weapons. Two women were killed on Sunday at a church in Lexington, Kentucky, both shot to death by a suspect who was later shot and killed himself by police. Preliminary information indicates he may have had some connection to the two women who were shot, but they are still sorting out the details. This is ABC News. A preliminary report on the Air India flight last month that crashed, killing more than 200 people, shows fuel control switches for the engines were moved to the cutoff position in the cockpit shortly after takeoff. ABC's Claire McMichael, however, says that assessment raises even more questions about the crash.
These are military-grade switches. They have to be lifted up and moved to the next position. It's not something where you just bump your elbow into it and it can shift one way or another. Experts I've spoken with say it's impossible that these switches would have been moved accidentally. Now, 10 seconds after the switches were turned off, one of the switches was turned back on, the other switch shortly thereafter, but there just wasn't enough time for the engines to recover, and that's what led to the plane crash.
The Washington Nationals selecting Oklahoma High School shortstop Eli Willits as the number one pick in Major League Baseball's amateur draft. The 17-year-old, the youngest player taken number one since Ken Griffey Jr. to Seattle in 1987. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you looking for fun, unique products to decorate your 4-H record book or exhibit area at the county fair? At the Creative Outlet in Richland Center, we carry 4-H and FFA themed stickers, die cuts, and custom papers. We have also added new scrapbooking products that represent popular 4-H subjects like cooking, gardening, photography, and sewing. The Creative Outlet is open on Court Street, Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. And I invite you to check us out on Facebook for notification of store announcements, sales, and promotions.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
There's an air quality alert that runs through noon today. Tony Schumacher calling for hazy sunshine, warm and more humid, a high of 87. For tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog possible. We'll drop down to 65. Tuesday, sunny to partly cloudy, hot and muggy. We will top off at 90. Tuesday night, a few clouds and sticky 68. And Wednesday, still warm and humid, patches of sunshine. Then scattered showers and storms likely later in the day, a high of 83. Extended into Thursday, showers likely through early afternoon, cooler with partial clearing later on, and a high temperature of 75 degrees.
One of those can't wait. Things go a little too far in the middle of a good night. Have you ever got right in the back seat of your car? I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up. Identify. Stand up. Tell us all about it. Stand up. Testify. Loaded up your visa and took a bartender home. I said, stand up. If you ever been there, stand up. Identify. Stand up. Tell us all about it. Stand up. Testify. Just for me, man, knew just what to do. Thought I was a hero, she rated me a zero. Said, honey, child, you ain't through. I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up. Identify. Stand up. Tell us all about it. Stand up. Testify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. Stand up, if you ever been there. Stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, y'all testify.
Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Well, you know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, well, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please let us forget the past, 'cause the future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Well, don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, well, you know what I want to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really, really love you, baby, lost my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher, and then I'll say I do. And then you'll know you have me, and I know I'll have you too. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Music from the Judds. Right before that, Mel McDaniel. Let's start your 7 o'clock hour. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing a foggy 59 degrees.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions, come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
It's almost time. The Casanova Celebration 2025. The celebration returns Friday, July 18th at Memorial Park, running through Sunday, July 20th. Kick things off on Friday with the fun Take Your Burger to Work Day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tasty support for the community. Then join us from 5 o'clock on for live music, delicious festival food, and small town spirit by the lakeside. Saturday, July 19th brings a full day of action, a hearty pancake breakfast, an energizing 5K, competitive 3-on-3 basketball, the Splashtastic Raft Races, and a show-stopping car and camper exhibition. As night falls, enjoy live music and fireworks lighting up the sky from 8 p.m. to midnight. A weekend filled with fun, food, and community. The Casanova Celebration, July 18th through the 20th at Memorial Park. We'll see you there. It's 7:12. We're working towards 7:20. We'll have the old Hankaroo in the air chair. A roundup comes your way in about 8 minutes. There's Charlie McLean with Band of Gold from WRCO-FM.
Of a lover I had never known or loved any.
sit high getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night and running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14, having 27 cents. Well, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say a rose is red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so's maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
This Wednesday at the Richland Cattle Center. Don't miss your chance to buy or sell quality dairy cattle. Weekly consignments include fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred-back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred and open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull plus baby heifer and bull calves. Receiving cattle 7 days a week. Visit their website for daily updates. For more information, call Junior Hipch at 585-3700. That's 585-3700 for the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca.
July is UV Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics wants you to learn before you burn. Did you know 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer by age 70? UV exposure is the most preventable risk factor. Wear your sunscreen and reapply it every 30 minutes, especially to children. Create a barrier with protective clothing and hats. If you spot anything suspicious on your skin, connect with your provider for an evaluation. Stay sun safe until the sunset.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
So whoever just did that open, I'm going to take offense to that because yes. I am going to solve the world's problems and I'm going to do it today with Hank. Really? Well, no. Not really.
It's a good way to start a Monday, though.
Yeah. Good way to.
Good morning, though. Adam.
Yeah, start with a lie. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Boy, you look awful different than the other guy I'm in here with.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to just stop after the word awful. Boy, you look awful.
No.
Different.
No. double.
Either way.
Double negative.
Yeah, either way, it would have worked. It would have worked. So,
how you been?
Good.
Good weekend?
Yeah, it was good. It was busy, jam packed. Not as busy as yours. And I didn't have to deal with balls and bats flying at me, but
I probably looked at about 1,200 pitches this weekend.
Wow, so. that's more than my career of playing ball, broadcasting ball, watching ball.
You think about it,
that's a lot of pitches.
Every game's about 200 pitches.
Yeah, true, very true.
So mine could have been a little bit more.
My games were usually like. To me, like four pitches, you know, that covers like six at bats.
What, they hit you?
Five at bats. No, I dribble one back to the pitcher or swing and miss on three straight. Usually I never saw three pitches. I was hitting it somewhere in the infield.
Well, you know, at least you're consistent, though.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
But anyway, I have real quick shout out to the people in Kaz, you know, the Jennings family, the Meyer family.
Okay.
Do they know how to host a baseball game?
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
The history that they have in Kaz tells you that they definitely, the Kaz area knows how to play ball. They know how to host ball.
My
they know how to host tournaments.
Goodness.
And what you've seen this weekend just sort of compounded that.
Oh, yeah. And they had to move the games to Ithaca. You know, the Ithaca field holds water better than the.
Right.
But they moved everything. It was amazing what those people in Kaz and Ovia do. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, 100%. Great tournament. Butch Layton, he's the director of the SWCL, and it's absolutely amazing what they did. So, was it a long day? Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the issue, okay?
All right,
I'm
going to
tell you the issue. So, my umpire buddy, his name's Jason, all right? We started out in Lone Rock, all right, at noon.
Okay.
And we had River Valley.
At noon?
At noon, okay. At Lone Rock. All right, they were playing Hillsboro. So Hillsboro was the number two seed. Lone Rock, or River Valley, just crushed them.
Wow.
Lone Rock, or River Valley, played four games that day, all the way to the finals.
Wow.
All the way to the finals.
That is awesome.
And they got beat in the finals, but I will tell you this, that little River Valley team, what a bunch of good kids.
Big shout out to them. That's
and Lancaster won it. Lancaster has a great ball club. But when you play your fourth game, you talk about getting wore out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those little guys, I'm telling you, I was impressed.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I eat four meals on a day and I'm tired. And that's not even playing ball.
That's not even playing ball.
That's not even playing ball. So
four.
Congratulations. So
four meals?
Five. Something like that. Four or five, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah. Hey, so today, of course, is Chet's Chuckle.
Yes.
But before we get there,
who's calling?
I promised people that we're going to work on that satellite uplink here. Yeah. We're going to try to get to Sextonville. Hello?
Hello, Hank and Adam. I'm glad to be a guest on the Roundup. This is Phil Mee, and just wanted to let everybody know that I had a hip replaced on Friday, and things are going well. Yeah, I'm a little bit sore, taking a little time off, and I'm doing the exercises that physical therapy is telling me to do, and so things are going really well. And my goal is the first high school football game, is August 21st. And my goal is to be able to walk up the bleachers. So I got a lot of rehabbing to do.
It's a good goal.
In the meantime. In the meantime, the hip feels really well. It's amazing what medicine can do. It's just a medical miracle. And
Phil, are you okay?
Oh, no. Phil?
June?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
June?
Poor June.
Do we have the warranty for that auto parts store in Cleveland?
He didn't go to the
radar. I saw online that that 83 Dodge Magnum shifter lever would work for a hip replacement. Man, I'm going to get my money back. Oh.
Oh, no.
Phil?
Oh, man.
He hung up.
Kill that satellite uplink. Okay.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Boy, you know.
That was tough.
Oh, man. That was, you know, it started out so good. It was so great to hear his voice because it had been a while. That didn't end well.
It was actually kind of nice not to hear his voice. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, we'll have
I
to
hope
check.
That shifter comes in.
Yeah, we'll check in tomorrow. You know, they can FedEx that. They can overnight that. He'll be ready by tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope it comes by Amish way.
Yeah, well, if they can even find one. You know, that was only that Dodge Magnum he's talking about, that was only a 2-year vehicle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done. He didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. So let's lighten that mood a little bit because that was tough to listen to Chet's chuckle today.
Yeah, we got thanks to Chet and the gang down there, or Chet's and the gang down there. Great, great, great people.
I always
stop
down and I get my mealy worms for my, well, I get all my feed there. I get my feed, I get my my chicken grain, my chicken grit, and then my chickens love the mealy worm. I have to buy them by a couple of pound bags, and the ducks like, even like them.
But it's like a treat to them, isn't it?
It is. They're mealworms. I call them mealy worms. And when I shake the bag of the mealy,
they come
running. Yeah.
So my brother has the same thing. He just shakes the bag and they're just all over him.
Yeah, they absolutely.
Hey, you know, I figured out when I'm right, Adam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Second Tuesday of the week.
Every second Tuesday of every week.
I'm right all the time. Yeah.
Hey, what did one DNA strand say to another?
I don't know.
Do these genes make me look fat?
Oh, wow.
No. I'm going to cross that one up. Yeah. We're not using that one again.
Hey, I stepped out of the house on Sunday.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Took a big old breath and thought, dang, I didn't order smoked maple today.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sure Canada's wildfires are trying to slow cook us like us. Brisket on slow heat.
They are. But you know what? That would smell good. A little maple.
But, you know, Wisconsin beef is higher right now. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
It's pre-smoked.
Yeah, pre-smoked. My IQ test came back on Friday. They were negative.
Good job, buddy. you know what? I had a friend who was... he was so lazy, he was dead for 2 weeks before anyone noticed.
Wow. Oh, man. Hey, what do you call a hippie's wife?
I'm going to say Mississippi.
Mrs. Hippie. Saw that one coming, didn't you?
I did. You can't fool a guy from, well, not very much. let's see. My dad used to tell me, the only thing I've ever seen you do fast is get tired.
I am with him on that one. I agree. You know, I never knew what happiness was until I got married. By that time, it was too late. Oh!
Your poor wife.
Yeah, sorry, honey.
Your poor wife. Yeah, sorry. Does she have any favorite songs that you need to play?
Woo! I'm not going to back out of this one with a song. I'm going to have to make a purchase or something. Flowers, candy, something.
You know what's weird? I was on vacation, and I toured the Abraham Lincoln's boyhood home.
Oh, yeah?
Have you ever seen that?
No.
Gorgeous. It's exactly as it was over 100 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I think we had the same landlord.
Wow. Did you hear they arrested the devil over the weekend?
Oh, good.
Yeah, they got him on possession charges.
Wow. And the drums roll.
Yeah. Bum, bum.
Boom. Yeah. So anyway,
any more?
I have a ton more, but they're not any good.
Okay, but do you have a really good kicker?
Yeah, do you have a kicker?
I have a kicker, but it's, you know, it's adequate. I'll tell you what, I'm going to read my kicker. We'll hear a great message from Chet's Feed and Seed and such, and we'll come back your kicker. Okay, before you marry a person, make them use a computer with a slow internet connection. Yes. You can see who they really are.
Yes.
We're back in a minute.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
We are back to the roundup. We have Hank with the Chet's Chuckle Kicker.
Not yet. I have a couple more.
Okay. Okay. All right. You're going to tease the people.
Yeah, I'm going to tease them. All right.
Let's go.
When you're in Europe, Adam, did you ever have any trouble with your French?
No.
No. Huh?
No.
No, but the French people did.
Yeah. Well, they have trouble with me. Not bad.
Not bad. So I think some of them are fifth or sixth grade comedy club back in Phil's day.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, most of this morning has been. fifth or sixth grade comedy.
But still, it's still here, though.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's still here. A store down the street is selling perfume that smells like nothing.
Okay.
If you ask me, it's total nonsense.
No, that's a groaner.
That's a dad joke.
Yeah, that's a total dad joke.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
I don't like playing Yahtzee.
No, you don't.
No, it's a dicey game.
Oh, it is. It is.
And people wonder where we get these from.
Yeah.
Do you think they do?
No. No, I don't think anybody does. Not like they want to replicate this. Who would want to replicate this, right?
Well, maybe we can next week.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, I'll just stop by on Monday. We'll wheel Phil out of the way, and we'll do a little dad joking.
Well, here we go for your kicker.
All right. It's kicker time. Here we go.
One not-so-smart guy reads an ad about a vacation cruise that costs only $100.
Wow.
After he signs up and pays, the travel agent hits him with a bat, knocks him unconscious, and throws him out in the back door into the river. Soon, another guy comes in, pays his fees, and gets the same treatment.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 15 minutes later, as the two are floating down the river together, the first man says, "I wonder if they're serving any food on this cruise." The second, I don't know, replied the second guy. They didn't last year. Not good times there.
You fool me once, you know. Shame on you, but hit me in the head twice, shame on me.
Yeah, one before we go where the kids can have one.
Okay.
What is Darth Vader's daughter's name?
Darth Vader's daughter's name. I do not know.
Ella Vader.
Ella Vader.
Oh, yeah.
Ba-dum-bum. We need a little drum set.
Yeah, I know we do.
That was a great. That was a couple of great kickers.
Yeah, good kickers.
Yeah, when you see Chet today, or when you see Jeff and them up at Chet's Feed and see whoever you see up there, just apologize for our jokes today.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But I think
half of them came from Jeff.
Yeah, I was going to say I think Jeff's sense of humor is pretty much in line.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So we apologize for Jeff as well.
Yeah, we apologize for Jeff as well. Yes. We do. Yeah. But anyway, buddy, I hope you have a great day and thanks for coming in and filling in for Phil.
Oh yeah, filling in for Phil. A lot of PHs
filling
there.
Yeah, filling.
Filling for in for Phil. Yeah. I'm here all week.
Boom.
tip your waiters and waitresses.
Tomorrow's quiz day.
All right.
Do we know what we're doing yet?
Well, I've got a couple of feelers out.
Oh boy. So should I have a quiz ready for you, young man?
You know what? Have a quiz ready, and then we can move that to another day if we need to.
Oh, today is National Mac and Cheese Day.
It is.
Yes.
Well, I know what I'm having for breakfast. As soon as I'm off the air, I'm going to go get some old mac and cheese.
You got to go to work.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can stop and pick up some mac and cheese.
Yeah, right. Without question.
Yeah, sounds great.
So anyway, buddy, have a good day and be kind.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a 5-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize is a 3-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes, including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or 5 for $45, available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners are drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
At A&W Restaurant, located on Highway 61 in Boscobel, there's a classic treat that never goes out of style, the root beer float. For years, A&W has been serving up this delicious combination of their signature made fresh root beer and creamy cold vanilla ice cream, perfectly balanced in every spoonful. Whether it's a hot day or just a craving for something sweet, the root beer float is a refreshing choice that's sure to satisfy. Stop by A&W in Boscobel for a root beer float and enjoy a timeless treat that always hits the spot.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly, no one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little queasy, and they should. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger Care in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP? And who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you a lot. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 60 degrees. Fog starting to burn off a little bit. Still an issue throughout the area, so proceed with caution this morning. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries. Let's see who's celebrating. Brought to you by the great folks at the Shoebox. The leader in size, selection, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Monday, July 14th, 2025, Rich Root from Muskoday is celebrating a birthday today. It's a man who can fix anything, especially toys for kids. If he can't fix it, might as well throw it away. That from Patty today. Rich, have a great day. Ben Moen, with love from all of your family, happy birthday wishes as you celebrate. Mom Mary Rongholt has a birthday today from Jeff and Lori. Jay Aguiar celebrating a birthday, and that is from Park Street Christian Church. From Five Points Lutheran Church, Mary Rongholt is on that list today. Happy birthday wishes to my high school friend, Mary Rongholt, from Jean Tony, with love. Enjoy your day. Lexi Lederhaus is celebrating a birthday from Lori and the guys. Jeff Joseph as well. You're on the Lori and the guys list today. Gene Unger, happy birthday wishes today from your Durst cousins. From Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, L.A. Durst, Jeff Joseph, and Lexi Lederhaus. Happy birthday wishes to our great uncle, L.A. Durst, from Emmett and Charlotte. Happy birthday wishes to my oldest brother, L.A. I hope your day is amazing, from Lori and the guys. John and Jeff would like to wish Uncle L.A. Durst a very happy birthday. And happy birthday wishes to our big brother, L.A. Durst, from Paul, Lori, Gerhardt, Sewell, Loretta, Ann, and Norbert. Mary Grimm and Eunice Joy Jaholski celebrating birthdays today from Schmidt Woodland Hills. From the Bloom City Town Crier, Todd Coppernall. Todd Coppernall is also on the Little Willow Birthday Club, as well as Mackenzie Mindham. Happy birthday wishes from the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club to Mary Ann Grimm, Madeline Meese, Richard Root, and Lauren Troxel. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Robert Bellman Jr., Holly Eberly, Bo Keller, Nolan Milsna, Candace Stifler, Evan Cook, and Kathy Eyhorn, and an anniversary wish for Darren and Kara Steinmetz.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
In 5 minutes, we'll hand things off to Joanne Krulatz for our morning news update.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
That news update is right around the corner, 741. We're at 61 degrees. Have a great morning, everybody.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 61 foggy degrees in Richland Center with sunshine breaking through to burn it off. WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. There is an air quality alert through noon today. Hazy sunshine, warm and more humid, with a high of 87. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog possible, a low of 65. In Richland Center, after a low of 57, we're up to 61 degrees.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Air quality is once again poor across much of Wisconsin. Shifting weather patterns are once again pushing smoke from Canadian wildfires into the state, lowering air quality and making it hard to breathe. If you're going to be spending an extended period outside, be sure to wear a mask or air filter. Anyone with a lung or heart condition should avoid prolonged time outdoors. You can keep an eye on the conditions online at airquality.wi.gov. A coalition focused on protecting Wisconsin's lakes from wake-enhanced boating is ready for challenges. Fred Prenn is a former chair of the State Natural Resources Board and a board member of the Lakes at Stake Coalition. He says their goal is simple: sound regulation based on science to protect the glacial lakes of Wisconsin. Wake boats have ballast tanks, which create wakes large enough to surf behind. Lake advocates say the downforce created scours lake bottoms to the detriment of fish inhabitant and water quality. More than 40 local ordinances prohibit or restrict their use in the state, which Prenn says is ground zero for the wake boat industry. Wake boat owners in Burnett County have filed suit against a local town board, claiming an ordinance prohibiting the boats on four shallow lakes is preventing them from using their properties. Prenn says the Lakes Coalition is ready to respond to such legal challenges and to defend local control of Wisconsin's lakes. Last week's decision by the UW System Board of Regents to raise tuition was unanimous, but not one taken lightly. Regent Ashok Ray said there were several considerations, including the recently passed state budget, inflation, and the likely loss of federal funding that supports students on UW campuses. System President Jay Rothman noted tuition has become a larger piece of the budget as state funding has declined. Tuition will go up 5% system-wide this fall, except at UW-Green Bay, which will not take an optional 1% on top of the 4% increase Rothman proposed. Wisconsin Congressman Brian Stiles says there are plenty of chances for people on Medicaid to find work. Speaking to WISN's Upfront, the Janesville Republican said he sees plenty of open positions in his district. Around 60,000 Wisconsinites currently receiving Medicaid and Badger Care will now have to find work to keep those benefits under the recently passed Republican tax cut and spending bills. The congressman also said he does not support offering amnesty to undocumented workers who have been caught up in immigration raids, but rather sees the increased enforcement as a first step towards fixing legal immigration. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin toured the Emergency Services Department of Amplify Bellin Health's Green Bay Hospital Saturday. Lisa Hale reports.
She was there to gauge the impact that cuts to Medicaid will have. ER physician Dr. Bradley Burmeister told her the cuts will be felt at the care level.
By both law and our moral ethics as emergency physicians, we like taking care of everyone whenever they need it. I don't even know what type of insurance people have, but when we're going to see less people on Medicaid and we're going to have folks skimming off the top for profit, that really sort of puts the squeeze on us to make sure we can continue viability and so we can continue to deliver the care that we need.
Senator Baldwin said when talking about the budget bill that it's about more than just numbers. It's about the people.
And let me be very clear, this measure that was passed last week will hurt our state. This bill will hurt the over 270,000 Wisconsinites who will have their health care terminated 270,000. That's just about the entire population of Brown County. Just think about that.
Baldwin encourages people to continue contacting their senators and representatives and even state lawmakers to encourage a reversal of the Medicaid cuts.
A new lawsuit challenges Wisconsin's congressional district maps, claiming they are unconstitutional due to anti-competitive gerrymandering. The lawsuit filed by the Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy argues that the maps stifle electoral competition. The lawsuit comes 2 weeks after the state Supreme Court refused to hear two similar redistricting cases. Republicans hold 6 of Wisconsin's 8 U.S. House seats, but only 2 of the GOP districts are considered competitive. Wisconsin Democrats held a 5-3 advantage in 2010 before Republicans redrew the congressional maps. Former Wisconsin Republican Congressman Sean Duffy has a new job. President Donald Trump on Wednesday appointed Duffy, who is already the U.S. Secretary of Transportation, as the acting administrator of NASA. Trump's previous nomination for the position was American financial businessman Jared Isaacman, an associate of billionaire Elon Musk. His name was withdrawn before the Senate could take it up for a vote. A bill in the Wisconsin legislature looks to limit outdoor balloon releases. The proposal from Democratic lawmakers would prohibit release of 10 or more Mylar balloons at one time. Mylar balloons are believed to cause harm to the environment as well as power outages. The bill does not apply to balloons released for scientific or meteorological purposes. If it becomes law, violators would face a $500 fine. Similar legislation has been passed in several other states. The measure is expected to be taken up when lawmakers return to Madison for this fall. The DEI division at UW-Madison has been effectively eliminated. Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin wrote in a message that the university will sunset its Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement. Programs and the division's approximately 100 staff will be shifted to other offices, and Mnuchin said fewer than 10 duplicative positions were eliminated through layoffs. Mnuchin wrote that diversity of viewpoint, identity, and background of all kinds remains a core value of UW-Madison. DEI efforts on the Madison campus have been the object of criticism from Republican state legislators who've charged that conservative viewpoints are underrepresented. Wisconsin has the third lowest measles vaccination rate in the country. Almost 15% of kindergartners are not current on their vaccinations. Considered eradicated in the United States in the year 2000, currently there are over 1,200 measles cases in the U.S., according to the Center for Disease Control. As of July 8th, 27 outbreaks have been reported so far in 2025, with 88% of confirmed cases related to these outbreaks. There have also been 3 confirmed deaths from measles so far in 2025. A new Marquette University law poll published in June asked respondents if they thought the benefits of the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR vaccine, outweigh the risk, or if the risk outweighed the benefits. 84% say the MMR vaccine is more beneficial, and 15% say the risk outweighed the benefits. Wisconsin Watch reports the MMR vaccination rate has continued to slide since the COVID-19 pandemic to a rate of a little over 74%. 95% is the coverage target. Experience a classic movie in a historic space presented in partnership with the River Valley Film Club and American Players Theater. The 39 Steps, a classic comedy thriller and a highlight of Alfred Hitchcock's directing career, will be shown at the Hillside Theater today. It was first shown at Taliesin in 1935. The film will be shown tonight at 6 at the Hillside Theater. Tickets priced at $10 can be purchased online at taliesinpreservation.org/events. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will hold a public involvement meeting Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30 at 800 North 6th Street in Muskoday. The purpose of the meeting is to discuss improvements on Wisconsin Highway 60 from Wisconsin Highway 80 in Muskoday to U.S. Highway 14 in Gotham in Richland County. Adjacent property owners are encouraged to attend. If unable to attend or for more information, contact Wisconsin DOT Project Manager Brian Meyer by calling 608-789-5676.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Monday, July 14th. Francis R. Heenick, 91 of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsborough, died July 2nd. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock today at St. John's Catholic Church, Dilley. Burial will be in the Bohemian Brotherhood Wopat Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Vasateg Funeral Home in Lafarge is assisting the family of Francis R. Heenick, 91 of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsborough. Vernon J. Jenkins, 88 of Sun City West, Arizona, died July 2nd. Graveside services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Vernon J. Jenkins, 88 of Sun City West, Arizona. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from noon until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials in Fuzzy's name be directed to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center. John W. Pop, 79, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 4:30 until 7. Friends may also call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Sylvan Cemetery Association, Sugar Grove Church of Christ, or a charity of choice. John W. Pop, age 79. Dennis Shoeburl, 87 of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery. Locally, friends may call at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Tuesday from 4 until 7. Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center. Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Mary's Catholic Church or the Richland Center Athletic Booster Club. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86, of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 15th. No funeral services will be held. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86, of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We've just learned 9 people have been killed in Fall River, Massachusetts, about 50 miles south of Boston, after a fire broke out in an assisted living facility. Some people yelling out windows for help. Several people were hurt, including 5 firefighters. A famous building destroyed in the Grand Canyon as wildfires move through there. ABC's Faith Abube.
Firefighters on the ground trying to extinguish the charred remains of buildings. Park officials confirming one of those structures, the Grand Canyon Lodge, a century-old staple, was consumed by the Dragon Bravo fire, which has now burned at least 5,000 acres.